this time relying on the Septuagint, which is the direct Greek translation of the original Hebrew manuscripts, often attributed to early Greek Jews, we get an alternative verse 2, and thus Eliezer's story altogether. Listen to this. And Abram said, "Master and Lord, what will you give me, seeing as I'm without child, except for the son of Machir, my homeborn female slave? This Eliezer of Damascus is my heir." Whoa! By this account, not only can it be argued that Eliezer is Abram's son, his heir, but also the son of a previously unknown concubine. Just how saucy is that? Well, actually, not that saucy or outstanding, really, as Ishmael will soon be born to another concubine that we already know, Hagar. Nonetheless, this is an astonishing turn. For if we were to work purely off the Septuagint, poor Eliezer might suddenly no longer be so pure, but more or less might actually be blessed as he could be of the direct bloodline of Abram, the father of all nations. And perhaps this is why he is later trusted to find a wife for Abraham's given son Isaac. If you watch Game of Thrones, Eliezer is basically John Smile. But blessed as he may be in this alternate history, Eliezer, still not being born of Sarah, but by Machir, the slave girl, renders his birthright nevertheless illegitimate, and therefore beyond the promise exclusively brokered by God with Abram and Sarai. So close. If only this guy Eliezer had drawn a different card, a different lot, or a different mother, perhaps. How different his life would have been, how legitimate. Tethered to Abraham's covenant, he could have had opportunities, he could have had aspirations, he could have had dreams, rather than being resigned to the fate of a mere slave, and ultimately forgotten by the many who don't really care, do you? Who he was or might have been. Two days ago, I read an opinion piece on the Daily Beast by a woman named Alcaria. The title read, "One Year Ago, America Stole My 7-Year-Old. I Want Him Back." Following proper protocol, Alcaria and her 7-year-old son crossed the border at an official port of entry in El Paso, Texas. She immediately asked for asylum, as she documented their flight from Brazil escaping drug traffickers who promised, threatened, and made attempts on her family's life. After one night together in a holding pen, she was approached by armed personnel and took her son from her arms, telling her, "You don't have any rights here, and you don't have any rights to stay with your son." She goes on Reddit, "I was trying not to cry, and asked my son to be strong while he cried for them not to take him." Can you picture that for a second? "I was trying not to cry, and asked my son to be strong while he cried not to take them." He was scared they were going to hurt him or me, she continues to write. "He begged me, 'Mommy, don't let them take me.' All I could do was pray hopelessly to God to take care of him. I didn't even know where they were taking him. I died at that moment. They ripped my heart out of me. My world ended at that point. Not knowing where my son was the worst feeling a mother could have. How can a mother not have the right to be with your son?" The administration claims to stop separating families, she writes, seeking protection and doing all they can to reunite those who remain apart, and I very much want to believe this to be true. But it's hard for me to have hope. They don't tell me where he is. They don't tell me if we'll ever be reunited again. Do you care? Is this land emotionally? I sometimes wonder if only descendants of the same God, 50 peaceful worshipers, 50 brothers and sisters, 50 dead, 2 months in New Zealand, 50. The Bureau of Justice Statistics states that approximately 250,000 hate crimes take place each year in the United States, but only 10% are reported to the FBI. For the fourth year in a row, the Southern Poverty Law Center civil rights organization that tracks hate groups reports that hate and domestic extremism are on the rise in an unabated trend. The center found a 40% increase in the U.S. alone over the past 4 years and a 7% increase in just the last year alone. The group designated 1,020 organizations as hate groups in 2018. Highest in 2 decades, at least. 1,020 different hate groups. Professor, theologian, and pastor Daniel Migliore writes that sin is the refusal to live in right relationship with God and with others. That sin is the denial of God's grace and the refusal to live in just and peaceful community that participates in and reflects God's own life in communion. My friends, we are truly a sad, sinful, and broken people. For here we are now, going down to the basest, and even scanning admissions boards, and drowning the dreams of others because we want what we want at no matter the cost, and we deserve it. And we always deserve it, because we alone are worthy, because we alone are legitimate, because they are not. And so we have rejected God. And we have made a mockery of Christ, because we have rejected others and made a mockery of their humanity. There is no place, as Gregory the theologian writes, where God is not. So likewise, we should all treat all encounters, all landscapes, all people with that reference that God is there in them. But we don't really want that, do we? No, we don't want to hear that. We stone that prophet. We turn off that news. We put up soundproof insulation because we thrive off the vision. And we only understand ourselves by comparison and rank. And we think, how can we ever be favored? But those people are favored also. And yet, despite all this brokenness, despite all this vanity, despite all this sin, despite that we have largely rejected him and his gospel, miraculously, Christ still comes to us without bias, without distinction, without favoritism, and tries to gather all to him, to God, in mutual affection, in mutual acknowledgement, in mutual love. In explaining God's self to our humanity, Christ assumed it all, such that even those that reject him are yet accepted in him. That which he has assumed, he has healed in these waters, and by the Spirit at large, all are engrafted Thanks be to God.